You've heard about the 12 days of Christmas. In some cultures, they celebrate 9. NPR's Carmen Molina Acosta brings us her family's Colombian tradition.
There's this thing my family does every year around Christmas, but it's kind of hard to explain. We celebrate for 9 days, but it's not Hanukkah or even Christmaka. It's a tradition most people have never heard of. It's called the novena de aguinaldos. Technically speaking, a novena is a series of prayers, a Catholic practice where you pray for 9 days straight. This particular novena was written by a friar in the 1700s, and over time, it's become a Colombian Christmas tradition. Colombia is a majority Catholic country, though my family isn't religious, and we left Colombia when I was 2 months old. But every year, we gather with a group of Colombian friends for as many of the 9 nights as we can. There's 3 parts to the novena de aguinaldos. The first is the most nerve-wracking, the readings. It's like a Spanish oral exam. We pass around a prayer book, and each kid takes a turn reading.
Amen. 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 No good, no good.
But it gets better. The gozos, which literally translates as the joys. That's where the music comes in. Grab a maraca, a drum, a tin can. Whatever you can use to make noise, you better make it. And then, my favorite part, the villancicos, Spanish Christmas carols. Very few of us know all the lyrics, and no one is ever in tune, but that's not the point. Oh, and then all the food. Empanadas, buñuelos, pan de yuca, arepas, ajiaco. And on weekends, dancing, late into the night. Like a lot of immigrant communities, it sometimes feels like we're carrying on a tradition from a place of memory. My cousins in Colombia don't really celebrate novenas, and if they did, they probably wouldn't look anything like ours. More and more each year in Maryland, the novenas feel a little more fragile. People move away, go off to college, and grow up. But somehow still every year, we all come together one more time. Carmen Molina Costa, NPR News. Con Mario.